This is an ABC podcast.
You're listening to Pacific Soul with Melissa Macon on ABC Radio Australia.
It would be a time where they would organise for families to come together, especially the extended family to come together, spend time together, go to the beach, have a picnic and have different kinds of activities. And a lot of them also travel to the islands, outer islands.
What does Easter mean to you? And how are you spending the weekend? Are you heading to church? Or are you heading home and spending time with the cousins that you rarely get to see? I grew up in the Anglican Church, the Church of England. I was christened and confirmed as a teenager because my mum forgot to get me done as a baby. But I do remember heading along to Palm Sunday events with my mum on the Sunday before Easter, the start of the Holy Week. And Palm Sunday marked Jesus Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem before his arrest on Holy Thursday and crucifixion on Good Friday. But speaking of Good Friday, one thing my mum did not budge on was abstaining from meat. We were by no means perfect or regular churchgoers. But if mum found out we'd eaten meat on purpose or by accident, we were in trouble. I always was really good, but mum made it easy. She cooked beautiful crumbed fish. It's famous in our family. So Easter for us looked like really wonderful celebrations and having the family in one place, and beautiful seafood. In the past, I'd even gone for the fillet of fish. Traditionally, it's been the most important event in the Christian calendar, the resurrection of Jesus Christ 3 days after he died. And it speaks about triumphing over sin and death, about redemption and salvation, and about rebirth and creating new life. But is it still seen as the most important event of the year for Christians? And for a region that is home to a melting pot of diverse faiths and religions, how are people of other faiths marking Easter? Leah Luwombu is a journalist and broadcaster from Vanuatu, now works on the ABC's One Tot program. Hello, Leah. So good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Melissa. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh. Leah, growing up in Vanuatu, what were some of your memories of Easter?
I think it was awesome. I could still just think about the days we've spent together as a family during Easter. Back when I was a child, it was always a time where families would come together and I would get the time to spend with my cousins and would play and have fun. I usually would go out for picnics outside in the countryside and have roasted meats on the fire and mothers doing other cookings on the beach while us children are just playing around. And sometimes there's all the time there's like the treasure hunt game where the adults, they hide Easter eggs around the beaches, and then we'll just grab a basket and try to make sure that I get the most of the Easter eggs.
Did you often win?
I don't remember, but I could remember that we were fighting over Easter eggs. Yeah.
Oh, and was this in Port Vila or was this elsewhere? Where else?
It's outside of Port Vila.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's it like there? Can you describe it?
It's definitely a long drive out of Port Vila, and it's a place where it's a long sandy beach and salt water, the sea, blue sea and all that. I could still smell, I mean, just talking about it now, smell the sea.
Do you miss it?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah.
Easter, also a time for a lot of Pacific peoples to travel home, whether or not they're heading to outer islands. What do you recall about how Ni Vanuatu broadly experience Easter? Is there a lot of going home?
Yeah, definitely. It would be a time where they would organise for families to come together, especially the extended family to come together, spend time together, go to the beach, have a picnic and have different kinds of activities. And a lot of them also travel to the islands, outer islands, to visit their family and just spend a bit of time just being out there, enjoying the environment before they could, you know, come back and go back to work after Easter. Some of them, there's like huge church activities that happen. The churches also organize youth camps for youth. And there's like a lot of activities for the youth that they could participate in. And especially the programs aligned with, you know, how can they encourage youth to be, you know, better human beings and all that. And teaching them about the Jesus, the meaning of Easter, and, you know, giving them hope and helping them. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I know for me, my family, you know, we love coming together around Easter. It's definitely for me and my family more of a celebration that involves the children. And, you know, and I love to see all my little cousins and also my new nephew who's almost two. I also love the cooking. In Vanuatu, what is on the table? What are you eating?
Definitely would be lap lap. I think Yum. That's the traditional food from Vanuatu, the lap lap. And that's, I think for many people will know, it's cooked in a ground oven. And there's different kind of lap lap, manioc lap lap, taro, or also there's like punia where they just cut bits of these crops together and they put it in, wrap it up in banana leaves and put it into the ground oven. Mm. Yeah.
I'm Melissa Makin, and I'm delighted to be speaking to Leah Luwombu, who is a Nii Vanuatu journalist and broadcaster who's now working on ABC's One Talk program. Leah, interestingly enough, you're actually a Baha'i, so Easter time looks a little bit different for you. And we were having a chat outside the studio and you said you've just finished fasting. Can you explain what you've been fasting for and what this event has been at this time of the year?
So for Baha'is in Australia, in Vanuatu and around the world, this is an important month, the month of March. It's an annual a thing that happens where Baha'is fast for 19 days. And 19 days is a part of the Baha'i calendar. And this ended on the 19th this week, and that's Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, that's when the fasting ends for all the Baha'is. And then after that, there's the celebration of the New Year. So New Year celebration, Baha'i New Year celebration happens. And that's when all the Baha'is in different communities around the world come together to celebrate this important event. It's like religion, they also celebrate and have their own New Year celebration. So Baha'is have that too. So it's definitely a special time for Baha'is. And it's a time where Baha'is have a space to develop spiritually. It's a time where there's a lot of praise being said by the Baha'is, and a lot of reflection into their own lives, and also looking at the writings of the Baha'i faith and how they can implement it to become better human beings.
Mm. How was your period of fasting this year? How did you find it? Was it particularly challenging?
I think it was beautiful. Moving here to Australia, I met a lot of beautiful Baha'i people here who have invited me to a lot of the activities here. And it's really wonderful to have them. And I think it was really beautiful experiencing, because moving to a new country, it's kind of like stressful. Mm. And then having this Baha'i period of fasting where there's like a lot of prayers and all that. For me, it's like really beautiful, just connecting back to myself and looking at things differently and be happy.
That's beautiful. But I don't know if I have the internal fortitude to not eat. There is something very innate
it's like,
about
it's not just about you know, abstaining from food and all that. It's also about, you know, focusing on yourself and your spiritual self and getting better each day and all that. So,
and I'm really interested in some of the connections around different religions. What's that like in Vanuatu?
Yeah. So the Baha'i faith, they celebrate all the cultures around the world. They celebrate everything. We do participate in Easter celebration in our communities and all that. We do see it as a time where people come together to be united and share something in common to celebrate together. So, yeah, in back in Vanuatu, we do, if our families and all that decide to organize something, we all come together to celebrate with them.
Mm. Just finally, I hate to put you on the spot, Leah, but I know that some of the themes around Easter, especially for Christians, it's more so about, you know, rebirth and new life after your period of fasting. What are some of the things that you're feeling like moving forward into the new year will be a priority for you?
I think it's to be happy and to always look at the challenges as an opportunity to grow. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, you're doing an incredible job and we're very lucky to have you here at ABC Radio Australia. Leah Luwombu is a journalist and broadcaster and she works on One Talk. Thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you.
Next, we'll head to Honiara, Solomon Islands, to hear about how the South Seas Evangelical Church is preparing for Easter.
You're listening to Pacific Soul with Melissa Macon on ABC Radio Australia.
Freddy Louis Ramo is an elder and a musician at the Kaibia South Seas Evangelical Church in Honiara, Solomon Islands. And if that church sounds familiar to you, it's because we actually were lucky enough to catch up with them in Honiara at Christmas last year. And the beautiful Kaibia worship team, which Freddy plays the keyboard in, performed a beautiful cover of Gloria by Point of Grace. And I'll play a little bit of that for you soon. Good afternoon, Freddy.
Good afternoon, Melissa.
Freddie, growing up in Solomon Islands, what did Easter look like to you and your family?
Easter, for us, as a member of the SEC, is one of the big events we usually celebrate every year here in the Solomons, and then as well here as in Honiara as well. Easter is commonly celebrated every year. And so the church SEC organized programs for our churches every year. It usually starts on every Friday Easter and then winds up on every Sunday Easter. And so it's quite a big celebration.
Mm. Are you able to tell me just how big your church is in Solomon Islands?
SSEC as a whole is the third largest church in the Solomons. You have Church of Melanesia, the Roman Catholics, and the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But SSEC is one of the largest churches amongst these five other churches, probably the third largest church in the Solomons. And so it has something around 530 local churches around the Solomons, and Kaibia is one of them here in Honiara.
Wow. You were telling me recently that between 500 and maybe 1,000 people would be coming together. You know, it can be quite an expensive time as well. What do the celebrations look like? Who's there and what are you eating?
Usually here in with the SEC Church, we have the regional programs and then we have the association programs. And usually they host it in the association level. And so when they host it in the association level, it usually gathers a lot of people, probably between 5 to 1,000, around 1,000 people coming together on one location to celebrate the event and the huge program for the SSEC as a church. Every Easter, like, they usually have these programs, and at the end of those programs, they they'd like to have a fellowship with food and all this stuff. And so it is quite expensive to host a big program like that and then host a feast after. And so they usually break it down into smaller number of churches coming together so that whenever they have a feast afterwards, they would able to finance the whole thing. Gathering 5,000 people would be an expensive exercise to do. Back in the village where I was growing in the late 80s and 70s, it was much cheaper back then because people just go to the gardens and contribute food towards those feasts, and they would host a big feast for such a big gathering. But now things are getting expensive, and so it's not wise to host a big program and then trying to feed a lot of people like that coming together at one place. It's quite expensive here in the Solomons.
Yes, and what sort of food is on the table in Solomons for Easter?
Pork is one of the main menu you have during feasting time. Chicken and sausages and all other stuff. They're much cheaper than getting pork, because if you have to get pork on the table for such a big gathering, you have to have a big number of pork baked so that it can fit such a big number of people coming together for the celebrations and so. But yeah, here in the islands, pork is one of the main thing on the menu when it comes to feasting during such events.
In terms of your religion, what is the significance of Easter to you?
I think it's a time that for us Christians, we come back and then focus our mind and our hearts on the message that someone gave his life for us in order for us to get life. And then it also reminds us that this is where Christianity started. Someone died, buried, and rose again on the third day. That's the main focus for us Christians here in the Solomon, especially with the SCC Church.
Freddie, you are a member, a musician, you play the keyboard. What will you be playing at Easter time? Do you have a playlist of songs that you'll be performing?
Yeah, every Easter we usually sing songs that are relevant to the message on the Easter. We do have our songs in English, and then we have songs in our own language. Probably most of the time, most of the songs revolves around the message of Easter. And so you'd have on my playlist songs about Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary, just someone who loved us, and song about his love towards mankind. He's dying on the cross of Calvary, gives us the opportunity of having life around that subject.
And for many Pacific peoples, Easter is also a time to travel home, back to the outer islands. Will you be visiting any family at that time?
Easter event, as a time, it's like a holiday time as well. Most people do sail back home, meet up with family members, and it's a time of having fellowship with family members and like a reunion with family members. Probably that's the only time they can get back home besides Christmas holidays and other times. But some of the people, they sail back home to celebrate Easter with their family members back home, and it's a nice time to catch up with family members and having a good time celebrating the Easter celebrations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for making the time to share about what Easter will be like for you this year and for people in Honiara. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you. That was Freddie Luiramo. He's an elder and a musician at the Kaibia South Seas Evangelical Church in Honiara, Solomon Islands. And the beautiful Kaibia worship team, which Freddie plays the keyboard in, performed a beautiful cover of Gloria by Point of Grace.
Angels. King has come. Gloria, 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 the King has come. All the world is singing praises, every tribe, tongue, and nation, raising heaven's glory nation.
Whether you're spending Easter at church or with loved ones back home in the village, I hope you have a really beautiful time. A huge thank you to Freddie and Leah for letting me know how they'll be spending their weekends. This has been Pacific Soul with me, Melissa Macon. You can find us by searching for ABC Pacific or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode was produced on the lands of the Yagara and the Turrbal people.